Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Tes Omer Aleph. And we're in the second volume of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi. And we are beginning, and Mi'etz Hashem, we might even conclude, Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei today. And this deals with additional halachos about the bracha of Zimun in the benching. And it deals with different groups, whether they're counted as eating together. So the Mechaber starts off and he tells us, Shtei Chavuros, Sha'ochlos Bevayis Echad, O B'Shnei Botim. You have two groups of people eating together in the same house or in a different house, but not in the same exact location, not at the same table, not right next to each other. So the Mechaber tells us, Im Miktsosun Roen Elu Aselu. If some people from group A are able to see some people from group B, Mitztarfos l'zimun. They can be included together and benched together in zimun, and one person could actually be motzi all the people in both groups with the benching. However, v'im lav, if that isn't correct, if they don't see each other, if some of the people from group A don't see the people in group B and vice versa, v'im lav, einom mitztarfos. Then they each have to bench separately. Now, the Chofetz Chaim right away in the first Bir Halach over here, Dibur Amaskul Shtei Chavuros, brings down two different opinions as to whether we're dealing here with two separate groups of three and they can just combine to make one big group of six, let's say, or whether you're dealing with a group of two and a group of one and they're combining to make a single Zimun that now is three. So he first brings down the opinion, and this is on the third line of the initial Bir Halach Shtei Chavuros, Muhach mizeh, the sphere law, the la davka shte chabur, shoyos of chol chabura, kide zimun, mitstarfos losi achas es chaverta bimitsos rosa and zeze. You don't necessarily need to have two groups of three each, and now you can combine them. He says the same din applies to adin bechabura achas, shoshlosha, if you have a total of three people, shishtayim ihem esebu al shulchan echod, vashlishi hesel al shulchan acher. They also can combine via this principle, and he skips down a little bit later, and he says, so is the opinion as well, v'chein b'chidush Ramban, who brings down, ben sheyesh b'chol chabura k'dei zimun, whether each group has three people in it or more, u'bein she'ein b'chol chabura, and whether they don't have three people in it, they're still allowed to combine. That's the first opinion, essentially, that the Chofetz Chaim brings down. However, he brings down the opinion that he prefers. Ochein harashbash brings down from the tshuva of the Rashbash that's brought down by in the Chidushei Rekiva Eger, the Davko B'Shtei Chaburo Shebuchol Chaburo Yesh Kedei Lezabe. This din applies when you have three in one group and three in the other group. Can they all combine together and make one large group of six? So that's what he's talking about over here. As opposed to Masha Ein Kain, it would not be the case B'Shelo Yebuchol Chaburo Kedei Lezabe. This would not work if each chabura didn't have three people in it already. If you have two people eating over here and one person eating over there and they're separated from each other, they can't combine together even if they can see each other. And he says this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, brought down in the Mishnayis in the Fus Altuna. And he says, concluding the Chofetz Chaim, that is, the Emes Yosim Istavro Kidivrehem. He favors this latter opinion of the Rashbash and the Vilna Gaon. In any event, now we can start really understanding the particulars that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Nalef and further. In Sivkot Nalef, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Afilu kishochlum kolachas al shulchan b'fneyatzlo." Even though they're each eating at their separate table, let's assume like the Rashbash and the Gra, they were dealing with three people eating at one table and these three people eating at a different table, and they're able to see each other. So that's when this din is that they're allowed to combine together. Dishu footer number one has a whole bunch of interesting other scenarios. He says, what happens if they're seeing each other through a window? Glass, clear glass. Is that good? So he brings down from the Pesach Hadvir, he's not sure. You can see two sides to this, no pun intended. Kishem shel inyan tsoa biashashis, in regards to if you have excrement behind the glass window, where you can see the excrement but you can't smell it, shekorim kriyashma kinegda, you are allowed to read kriyashma against this because haschuchis nechsheves lekisui. In this regard, the schuchis is considered a barrier. Therefore, so too over here, the two groups have a barrier in between them, this glass window, that would not allow them to combine together. Or maybe not, since they can see each other clearly through the glass, kivin shiroim zezeh, as long as they can hear each other, it would be perfectly acceptable for them to be combined together. And he brings a raya from this, from a ner havdalah. A havdalah light can be behind some sort of a glass. For example, an incandescent bulb, one is allowed to make havdalah on it. There's a flame inside there, it's covered up by the glass, but you're allowed to make havdalah because you're looking at it through the glass. And therefore, the Pesach Hadvir leaves it as a tzarchiyin. However, the Kavach Chaim Paskins, Shem mitzar from rak lezimun b'shlosha. If it's for three, you can, but not for ten, because you're saying the Shem Hashem, and that's too big a chance to take if it's not definitely going to be mitzarif. If you're looking at each other through some sort of a mirror, so then the Pesach Dvir says that doesn't combine. That's not good enough. And this is based upon the Chidon, the Birkei Yosef, who writes that looking through a mirror is not considered direct visualization. Finally, if there's some sort of a mechitza in between them, and there are holes in the mechitza, so he brings down from the Ruach Chaim, from Rav Chaim Palagi, Zatzal, that they can't be combined in such a fashion. Likewise, the Eish El Avraham Mibachach says, "Ima mechitza kavua sheyichol lamod ruach mitzuya." If the mechitza separating the two groups is able to withstand the normal wind, they also can't combine. Even in ayidei nidnud, if you'd move it by the wind, yiru elusalu, it may blow a little bit and you can see them, but if it will stand up, they can't be considered connected. Given she'ata ein rov ze'azeh ein mitzarif, because right now there is no wind blowing, so therefore they can't be mitzarif. And this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChayim. Finally, the Eish El Avraham concludes, and he says that ein tzorach shebnei habchavurus yiru b'poel elu aselu. They don't necessarily have to really see each other in its entirety. Eladai b'mashem yicholim rosh, as long as they can see, even if they're not looking at each other right now. Therefore, in einam roen elu aselu yimokim shivasim elai de hatia sarosh. Therefore, even if they're sitting regularly, they can't see each other. But if they turn their head or twist their head, they would be able to. Then they would also be able to be mitzarif. And therefore he explains, even blind people would be able to mitzarif, because you don't actually have to literally see each other, you just have to have the potential, the capability to see each other. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Simchat Beis, and he writes, in this situation that we just explained, they can be mitzarif together, wrote Solomar, the Mechaber is telling us, if they wish to, they're allowed to be mitzarif together. Of course, if you're going according to the second opinion that Bir Halacha, that brought down that each group already had three, there's no chiv to do so, because each group can bench on its own zimun and not have any problem of exempting themselves from the zimun. Simchat Gimel. If they can see each other, then they're not allowed to be mitzarif together. This is true even if they're in the same house, under the same roof. And even if their original intention was that they would go and eat together. But now, since they're physically separated, if they can't see each other, then it's not considered a tziruf. Now we continue in the Mechaber, and he writes, V'im yesh shamush echod l'shteyin. If there's a waiter that's serving both of these two groups, so even though they can't see each other, who mitzarfa? The waiter over here is able to be combining the two groups to allow them to bench bezimun together. Mr. Bruce of Kotendali explains, Hainu afilu eno ochel klal. Even this is true, that he's combining them, even if the waiter's not eating together at all with them. Dishifu number 3 has an interesting question. What happens if it's a woman or a child under the age of bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah? Can that person combine the two? So in this situation, the Eishel Avraham Mibachach says, Sha'afa pi shehem eino mitzarif l'zimun, even though the woman or the child cannot be considered part of the zimun, however, they can be mitzarif, the two groups together. However, the Shelos Hachuvah's Binyan Shlomo questions this and leaves it as a tzarich ian if such a shamis, a woman, or a child under the age of bar mitzvah will be able to combine the two groups. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Hei explains that the Shamish is Mitzarif, the two groups. Hainu afilu hein b'shnei batim. This would be true even if they're in two separate houses. The Ein Ro and Elu Aselu, and one group can't see the other. As long as each of them can see the person who will be leading the benching, as we'll see, he's sitting on some sort of a pedestal or some sort of a stoop in between the two houses, so then he would be able to be Mitzarif, the two groups, as long as they can see him and hear him. The Mechaber continues and he says, when can the Shamash be mitzarif the two groups, uchigon, under the circumstances, shenichlusu mitchila al das litzarif yachad, when the two groups intended to eat together, so to say, to be mitzarif together, even though they were physically in different places, so then the waiter is able to go and combine them. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Vav explains, mistima samachaber, from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention anything else, mashma dafilu bayis echod veroen zeh, even if they were in the same house and they were able to see each other, but if they didn't intend to go and eat together originally, the two groups could not be mitzarif together. Unless they intended specifically from the beginning to go and combine together. The issue, footnote number 5, brings down that this requires both of the chaburis to be mitzarif together. He says, if one group only was mitzarif, so Shulchan Aruch Rav says they can't combine. You need both groups of yid who have intention to combine with each other. Mishnah Berurah continues, however, and says, Abol harbi achronim kasu, but many achronim disagree with this. He brings down in Sharet Zion Osei, the Darki Moshe, the Shem of the Ar Zeruah, the Nahar Shalom, the Levush, the El Yeraba, and the Nachlatz Tzvi, they all say, that if you're in the same house, then you don't need this initial intention that they'll all be together. Ubechol Shiroin Zazeb Ilchud. And it would be adequate as long as they're in the same house, if they just see each other, even if they didn't have the original intention to eat together. Or if or even if they are in the same house and don't see each other, but the shamish bein shtei hachaburus, but there is a shamish that can combine the two groups, sagi linyan siruf. That would be adequate in regards to being mitzvah of the two groups together. And this is in fact v'chein das hagra bebeyuro ubishnos elyo. This is also in fact the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, as brought down in the Bir Hagra, as well as in the Shnos Elyo. Ayin Shom, look over there for more details. Now we go back to the Mechaber. And now he brings down an opinion of the Yesh Misha Omer. He brings us down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah. There is a different opinion that says, She'im Rishus HaRabim Mavsekes Bein Shnei HaBatim Eino Mitztarfim Bishum Inyan. There is this opinion that says that if there's something intervening in between the two houses, such as a Rishus HaRabim, we'll see it's not limited to Rishus HaRabim, but if there's a road in between the two houses, then the two houses, the people inside the two groups, cannot be mitzvahed together under any circumstances. Bishum inyan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains Rishus HaRabim. So he says, Kosev Ataz, Lav Davka Rishus HaRabim Mamish. It doesn't have to literally be a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim meeting all the halachic requirements of Rishus HaRabim. For example, Shehu Rochav Tez Zayin Amos has to be at least 16 Amos wide, which again is somewhere between 24 and 32 feet wide. No. He says, "Dehu adin kishiyeh shvil hayochid masik b'intayim." Any sort of a road, even if a private road, was separating the two groups in the two houses, that would also make it that you can't combine the two groups. And he says, "Ve'efshu d'davka kishu kavua gam b'mosa geshamim." And one way you define this road, it has to be a permanent road all year long. It has to be there even in the rainy season. It doesn't get washed away. And he brings it down in the name of the El Yerabba. Sivkot Nechesi says, "Under no circumstances b'shum inyan can they be mitzdar." Hainu, what he means to say is, afilu kishen roin zazet. This would be true even if they're able to see each other, or v'ye shamish hamishamish l'shtein, even if there's a shamish in between them. The fact that there is some road or something separating the two houses, that doesn't allow them, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, to be mitzdarif under any circumstance. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul B'shum Inyan says, v'nei me'ataz, mashman del inyan b'nei hachuppa l'hitzdarif yachad l'birchas hamazon ein rishus harabim mafsik. The exception to this rule that the Taz just brought down is if it's a wedding, then a road in between some of the tables would not in fact be a separation and they can all bench together. And this would be true even if there was no shamish connecting them as well, and even if they don't see each other. However, he brings down the El Yerabba and the Prisha, and they hold that even by a chuppah you need to have all the tanoim, all the conditions that we outlined above. The only time you wouldn't require all of these conditions to be met is by birkas chasanim, by the actual chuppah. That would be fine. And this is the psak of the Derech HaChayim. Dishu foot number 9 brings down the reasoning behind the Taz, shekola ochlum shom nechshavim kechabura achas. Why did the Taz say everybody at the wedding can combine together? Because he said they're all there for the wedding. Mikivan shem ochlum mehasuda shechinu l'chuppah. Since they're all there as part of the wedding, they can't combine even if they're physically separated. What about women being included in the zimun at a wedding where there's a mechitza in between? So Reb Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzal, brings down, Shehol v'yesh mechitzos hamafrido, since there is a mechitza separating the men from the women in this situation, therefore, ein daito l'tzdarifimun, that, so to say, is a barrier that separates them, and it essentially makes them that they don't have intention to combine, and therefore there would be pturos mizimun. The women would not be obligated to answer to the men's benching bezimun. Siv Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Ochlu miktsosim bebayis, miktsosim chutz lebayis. If some people are eating inside the house and some people are eating outside the house, so then im hamavarach yoshiv al miftana bayis umitzorfot. Then if the person who's leading the benching is sitting on the entranceway in between the house and the outside of the house, he can combine the two groups together that they could all bench together and be yotzi with his zimun and even with his benching. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes explains, v'hu roeh. He sees both groups, and therefore the heavy leg kimitzasin roin zezeh. So he's considered like part of group A, and he now sees group B. And he's also considered like part of group B, so he sees group A. So it's as if some people in group A are seeing the people in group B. In the Chofetz Chaim in the Sharet Zion, Oz Vav, he brings down, Mikol Makom, Mashma de Odom Acher Mehachaburos Kishiyoshev Lo Mahani. If somebody else is benching, that would not work out. Why? The reason why we allow the person who's leading the benching, if he's sitting on the stoop over here, to combine the two groups, because he is needed by both groups, so to say he can combine. He's like a shamish over here, who's mishamish both groups, and therefore can combine them. But if another person inside one of the two groups, which can't really be seen by the other group, is going to lead the benching. So even though those people can hear, he's not essential and is not able to be mitzvah of the two groups. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Kol hecho shemitzvahos shtei chaburos, wherever you have two groups of people combining, tzorich sheyishmu shtei en divrei hamavorech birchas zimun bibeyur. Wherever you have the two groups combining over here, both groups have to be able to hear the person who's leading the benching. They have to hear the entire birchas zimun, and they have to hear it clearly. I think that's what it means over here, bibeyur. They have to hear it clearly. Mr. Brewer in Siv Kotnud explains, we've already learned this halacha. Ayin lekamen b'simen reish, Siv Beis, the da'as ha-bechaber, bebir chazimun hu nevorech ubarech shalchalu. We've pointed this out many times, and this din is found in Simen Reish, that what exactly constitutes zimun, the brach of zimun, is a machlokis. The mechaber says that it just means the rabbi sign nevorech and everything up until the start of what we call benching. However, the Ramah says, "V'das Ramah davka ad gemar bir chazon." It includes as well the entire first brach of benching, hazon es hakol. This is under extenuating circumstances. You can, quote, get away with just the first bracha or just the zimun part of the benching. But as we already pointed out, ideally, the person who's leading the benching should say the entire benching out loud and everybody should listen to them. It's pointed out it's best that they say it along quietly with him. And technically he's being motzi them, or at least he's saying it out loud while they're saying it quietly, and that's the more optimal fashion. It's brought down again over here, but named the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. And he says, look these dinim up previously, where this has already been discussed. Simkot Yud Aleph, he has to say it b'veyur, he should say it clearly. If they didn't hear person leading the zimun who said Rabosai nevarech rak shama la onim shonim baruch shalchal mishalov tvochayinu chulei mutur gam kein laanos imon biyachad. You could answer with them as well. Now, Tishuvot number 10 brings down that this was a big machlokas that we already had previously. Go back and look in Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel whether this is acceptable if you don't hear the person leading the bench and you just heard the respondents. Everybody agreed over there if you didn't hear either one. All you can do at best is answer amen, but you certainly can't be yotzei zimun in that fashion. The Ramah then continues and he says, Hagah, Ushar Birchas HaMazon Yivar Kolech Liatzmo. The Ramah says that technically only the first bracha is considered part of the Zimun, with the Zimun and the first bracha. The rest of the benching, each of them can say to themselves. As we just pointed out, it would be preferable, according to the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, that the person leading the benching should say the entire benching out loud. Avalam Yirtzu Shem Mezamin Yotzi Kulam. However, if they want, in fact, the person leading the benching to lead them for all three brachos plus the fourth bracha of the Rabbanon, tzrichim sheyishmu kol birchas hamazon, then they have to be able to hear the entire birchas hamazon. The below zeh lo yotzu klal. And in fact, without being able to hear what he said, they're not yotzi anything. And this, the Ramah says, is partial. He brings this down as das atzmo. Finally, we conclude with the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis. Tzrichim sheyishmu, they have to listen and intend to be yotzei. V'yichavnu lotzeis, they have to have intention to be yotzei. That concludes today's shir and Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei.